The Sea Grant Files, fresh news about fresh water.
Hi, I'm Jesse Schomburg, and you're listening to The Sea Grant Files. Today we have John Bellotta in the studio. John is Minnesota Sea Grant's Water Resource Management and Policy Extension Educator. I've invited him here to discuss how he works with community leaders to improve water quality and mitigate flooding through stormwater management, and a particular activity that he's worked on for many years. Welcome to the Sea Grant Files, John.
Well, thanks for having me, Jesse.
So I want to start with a watershed. That's kind of a key point of this conversation. What is a watershed and why is it so important and what's the big deal?
Yes, today, all across our scientific community and in our communities, we're talking about a watershed. And we often get this question, what is a watershed? A watershed is all the land across a community or an area that drains to a specific lake, stream, or river. So this is often measured in acres or square miles. It can be a small area or very large, but we're really talking about the drainage area. All the land that drains to a given lake, stream, or river.
So when we think about something like a flood, that watershed is probably pretty important because that flood is happening because all of the water in that land area is what's contributing to that downstream issue where the water is going up and up, right?
Certainly. And so when we talk about a situation like a flood, we look to the watershed. Where is all the water coming from? So it's not a particular community. It's the entire land area that drains to that area that might be causing the flood or where we find the flood occurring at that time.
So I assume then there's differences between watersheds and they don't all act the same. Different things happen in different places. Talk about the kind of diversity that we see in watersheds across Minnesota.
Sure. So like I mentioned, a watershed is all the land that drains to a given point. So the land in a community can be composed of many different land uses. How we use the landscape, how it looks. So in certain parts of a community, the landscape can be agricultural land versus a forest, or a natural park, or a housing development. These are all land uses within a watershed. Now, there's a watershed in every part of our state, and so we can imagine that watersheds look different from north to south, from east to west as we travel the state. So when we look at the characteristics of a watershed, what we're really describing are the land uses. What is occurring on the land across this area?
And how do land uses then affect the stream or the lake that we're looking at?
Well, there's a couple different ways that land uses affect the lake or stream. First, as we think about rainfall or snowmelt happening on the landscape, it is impacted by what's on the landscape. So how a raindrop runs off an agricultural field is different than how a raindrop might run off or leave a parking lot in a residential area. And so land uses impact the speed of that runoff. It impacts the pollutants that might be carried with that raindrop or that water runoff.
So one of the reasons John Bellotta is a guest on the Sea Grant Files today is because I wanted him to tell you about a game he likes to play with community officials. It involves fake money, but it's not Monopoly. It's the watershed game. So what is this watershed game, John? Tell us about it.
The interesting thing about this simulation or game that we've created is it's become a very easy way for us to talk to community leaders about what a watershed is and how a watershed behaves across the community that contributes runoff of pollutants and water from that landscape. And the watershed game has been a very easy way for local leaders, decision makers, community members to see how the watershed behaves across the entire community. It's a way for them to visualize the different land uses within the watershed, how they impact lakes and streams, and how they can have a role in their impacts in affecting pollution and the amount of water that runs off the landscape. So it's a simulation. It's an activity they're engaged in looking at their community in a little bit different way.
So it sounds like they're kind of role-playing in a little way on this watershed, right?
Yeah, that's another good feature of the game is it gives them an opportunity to perhaps role-play or look at land uses that they may not be as familiar with. So we have agricultural producers looking at land uses in the urban environment, which they may not be accustomed to. And we have residential people learning more about the agricultural land uses and what happens there. So not only can they role play in a land use that they're familiar with, but they become more familiar with things happening across the greater area or watershed.
So when you play this game, what do the people actually do? There's fake money, right? That's pretty good.
Well, sometimes there's fake money. Sometimes we play with chocolate bars, in fact.
Oh, I like that one.
Yes. The whole purpose of the watershed game, our interactive simulation, is that the players learn how a watershed behaves. They understand that their ways of using the landscape and managing the landscape impacts water resources. But more importantly, that they have tools that they can use to decrease our impacts on lakes, rivers, and streams by what we do on the landscape. Okay, I call them tools, but what I really mean are game pieces, because the watershed game is really a game. We kind of play like Monopoly. It's a land use simulation, an activity that's based largely off the Monopoly platform, if you will.
So how does somebody win the watershed game?
Winning the watershed game is for us to increase the health of a local lake, river, or stream. And so winning the game is achieving clean water in a community. Actually, what happens in the watershed game is no one land use team wins. They all win if they cooperate together, achieving what we call a clean water goal for a particular lake, river, or stream.
Sounds great. So can you share some examples of how the watershed game has served as a useful tool to help communities in managing water quality? How has it actually been used and applied, and what have communities done after they've played this game?
Yes. One example that I can easily think of is we've used the watershed game for a number of years now with local leaders in the St. Croix River watershed, the St. Croix River being a national scenic river between Minnesota and Wisconsin. By using the watershed game, we've built the knowledge and awareness of local leaders about different land uses, the best management practices that they can use to decrease their impacts. But more importantly, what has happened is the local leaders around the St. Croix River have come together and actually adopted the use of new, innovative, what we call best management practices to decrease their impact. So they've moved from playing the game to actually making changes in the real community.
So I understand you're taking the watershed game to Milwaukee this week. What will you be doing there?
Well, the watershed game has been extremely successful for our work with Minnesota communities. In so much, though, we've now expanded the use of the watershed game with our colleagues in Minnesota Sea Grant and Sea Grant all across the country. And so next week in Milwaukee, we're going to demonstrate to colleagues in other states how the watershed game can be used in their extension education efforts in their states as well. So the watershed game is truly become a resource not only for Minnesota, but for many other states and many other people trying to achieve clean water goals in their community as well.
Well, that's all we have time for today. Thank you very much for joining us, John.
Thank you for having me. And please do check out the watershed game on the Minnesota Sea Grant website.
If you have questions about stormwater or the watershed game, email Minnesota Sea Grant at seagr@d.umn.edu or give us a call at 218-726-8106. Ask for one of the watershed game facilitators. That includes me, today's guest, John Bellotta, and Minnesota Sea Grant's environmental quality extension educator, Cindy Hagley. This episode of the Sea Grant Files was produced by Sharon Moen, Chris Harwood, KUMD, and me, Jesse Schomburg. For more information or to listen to other episodes of the Sea Grant Files, visit Minnesota Sea Grant at www.seagrant.umn.edu. Thanks for listening.